Hello, today is Valentine's Day.
It's Friday, February 14th. What a week.
And tomorrow, you'll be able to get half discounted candies. So.
Candy half off.
And flowers, if you're into that.
Half wilted flowers.
Yeah.
Like your life.
Oh.
Yep. So, to celebrate Valentine's Day, we're going to talk about robots. Because that's what you do, right?
And nonsense.
And not even sex robots, because we don't have any sex robot stories, which is unfortunate.
Considering the holiday.
Yeah, it would work out really well.
I don't know. One of the sex robot story people has contacted us repeatedly to be like, I can get you a free one. And I would just...
No thanks.
No,
no thanks.
Oh, well, we could incorporate it into the set.
Listen, we only have one Instagram thought, and it's Stacey. She's not behind me. Where is she? Oh, she's ominously staring next to the screen.
Do they insist on a review, or... Would they be happy to just, like, have it on the set?
I didn't ask questions.
We have Stacey.
They've emailed 5 or 6 times. They were like, hey, you covered blah, blah, blah in the news. And it's like,
No. Listen, they're going to know now. And then they're going to know that you ignored their email. How awkward do you feel about that?
It'll just have to roll.
You need to embrace the future of the sex robot.
You want to give him your email
address? You're standing in the way of progress.
I'll give him your email address the next time they email. How about that?
Just put it up in my house. That wouldn't be awkward at all. What's
put
that?
Put it in the cat's room.
That's a long story. Oh, the cats would destroy it. That'd be hilarious to see what the cats would do to it after a
month.
It'd be like a really messed up version of the Terminator.
I guarantee they get the face. You know how like the faces are? Like they would definitely pull the face off.
Yeah.
As they will do to me one day when I'm dead.
We can only hope that they live that long.
But this is not about that. This is about Clearview. Now, we've talked about Clearview already and how bad it is. And the world is waking up to how bad it is. And even so much that the services that it scrapes from are saying, don't scrape me anymore, bro. Stop it. Can they stop it? I don't know, but it's going to be hard to stop because the ball is really rolling at this point.
Clearview AI wants to sell its facial recognition software to authoritarian regimes around the world. So, yeah. We covered this a little bit on Monday, but this is the robot part of it, which is the AI. I mean, it's out there. The genie's out of the bottle. And there's lots of countries around the world that are basically lining up to say, oh, yeah, we need access to this software. This is pretty good.
Yeah, they would love to be able to use that on all their people. And there's no... I mean, we joke about how terrible our government is, but we do have some people who are trying to stand in the way of those tanks.
Oh, they're trying.
They're not maybe not that successful, but other countries, they don't even have that.
Yeah.
So...
Would you say it's also true that the Clearview AI honestly is not really that sophisticated?
No.
Like the most valuable thing is that they've already collected the data.
They have a really good scraper and they have a garden variety AI. Because face recognition, listen, that's not that big a deal anymore, right?
Yeah.
You could download that and tweak it a little bit and you've got it. It works. So, yeah, they had a good idea. They had a terrible idea, actually. But they had a money-making idea. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
And Krista, you'll be interested in this one because, you know, you often claim that you have the ability to spot the pixels.
I can spot the pixels.
I don't know if you can or not.
It's an old meme, but it checks out.
But now there's a tool so we can determine if you're faking it or not.
Google has released a tool to spot faked and doctored images.
So you can see here in their little animation. Oh, the middle of the flag has been doctored.
I'm just going to preemptively report on a story that we'll have next week, which is the latest version of deepfakes incorporates this tool into its deepfakery.
Yeah, and now we're back to square one.
Well, we need to immediately use this tool on that Donald Trump orange face picture.
Because he claims it's fake. I bet someone's done that.
Yeah. So we can see. Is it fake?
Somebody send us the original raw image.
I think it's on Getty Images. You can buy it.
Obviously.
Yeah.
We talk a lot about robots taking jobs, and for the most part, it's real, especially warehouse jobs and stuff like that. But in the, you know, service sector, it's been more of a gimmick. We have the robot strippers, I got the robots that make pizzas and Flippy and stuff like that. But more and more, we're just iterating toward the inevitable. And here's the latest iteration.
Japan's first robot bartender has begun serving drinks in a Tokyo pub in a test that could usher a wave of automation in restaurants and shops struggling to hire staff in an aging society. How long does it take to pour a beer? 45 seconds.
There he is. He has a very smooth
movement.
Yeah.
Also, look at their... Those are pre-measured. So, like, isn't that cool? I think that's pretty cool.
There's part of me, though, that looks at this... And much like when we go to McAllister's, I think, can't you just let me make my own drink?
I don't think very many places let you make your own drink.
Well, I guess this is, yeah, I guess this is booze.
I mean, you're like, just going to be putting straight tequila in there, you know, robbing them blind. But, yeah, so 45 seconds to pour beer. I think it's like a minute 45 to mix this drink.
Yeah. So.
I like how weirded out the guy. He's like, oh.
It also has apparently face recognition.
Do you think it can ID you for underaged?
It probably has to read like a QR code or something on the back of your ID.
I think it's looking for facial expressions to know how happy you are with the drink or whatever. So if they make it about 75% faster, they might be onto something.
What if you drink to get rid of your unhappiness, so you're really unhappy when you drink it, and then it thinks it's mad?
I would be much
the robot thinks it's mad.
In that scenario, I would be much happier interacting with the robot, so I think it would cancel each other out.
No, but I mean, like, what if the robot is?
But
like,
wouldn't your
gets
mood
upset because it thinks it's I'm mad at its performance?
But your mood would be improving as you drank.
That's true.
They also point out, you know how like a bartender will small talk you and stuff. He'll do the same. He'll display like weather and sports scores on his little screen sometimes. Just to bring up, you know, it's like, hey, let's talk about this.
I would, you know, if the work on this timeline eventually leads to a bartender that's like a Bender from Futurama, I'm fine with that.
There's a bird on the window.
I could see, what?
There's a bird on the window.
Catch it. Eat it.
Look at it.
That's how we get the bird flu. We're not doing that.
I could see putting like five of them together. That might handle, oh, wow. I see him.
Yeah, he was a big old boy.
The chat doesn't know what we're talking about. They don't care.
But, there he goes. He's gone. Anyway.
Robots. So to continue talking about robots. Oh, yeah. That's what this section's about. Delivery robots. Still not there. You know, since we've been doing this, we've been talking about delivery robots. And I still don't have anything delivered by robot. Not drone. Not wheeled robot.
You don't even get stuff delivered by human.
I'm in a wasteland. And I keep seeing these, and I think, when is my turn? And if I were in Texas, but I'm not.
Nuro's new delivery R2 bot gets the first driverless vehicle exemption from feds. Mainly the reason is because it's so small and unassuming. Basically, the thing pulls up outside, beeps you, and says, hey, come get your stuff, unlocks, and then you get your stuff out of it, and you're good to go. This is meant for short delivery run, like neighborhood grocery store type things.
We've heard about other plans.
To do this.
Oh, it's Arizona. It's not Texas. I'm sorry.
That would make sense.
What is it?
I thought it was Texas, too.
I thought, but it says Arizona.
Either one, or, you know, they're dry, sort of flat.
This is a different story. I had to do a last-minute paywall alternative because I couldn't see the picture.
Oh, I think it may be that they've already been piloting it in Arizona, and now it's going to start trialing in Texas.
That's where we've seen it before. Now, what you can't see from this is that this thing is really thin. It's the width of half a car.
Oh.
So it doesn't take up a lot of space, and it can kind of get out of your way if you're driving, I think, is the idea there.
And if you hit it even at 35 miles an hour, it's probably going to be about as detrimental as hitting a deer.
Actually, if you hit it...
Which can be pretty detrimental, but, you know, hopefully you're not going that fast in a residential area.
Coins will actually come out of it that you can collect and power-ups. So if you see one, just...
If you get 100 coins, I hear you get an extra life.
Yeah.
That is not a promotion in any way for the Sonic the Hedgehog movie that comes out today.
Does it come out Friday? Why do you know that?
Is that true?
I know that because I saw Jim Carrey on Stephen Colbert.
Is he in that movie?
Yes.
Oh. You didn't know he was... Didn't you see the original trailer?
No.
He's Dr. Robot.
I just saw... Oh, okay. That makes sense. I saw, still images...
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense at all.
Dr. Robotnik was the shape of an orange.
Not in Hollywood, though. Dr. Robotnik, you gotta keep it sexy. It's gotta be lean.
Is Jim Carrey sexy?
Damn it, all this free promo. I should have turned down Linode for February. Linode's coming back in March.
So, yeah, prepare you guys for the ad spots. In the meantime, store.level1text.com.
Oh, yeah, we got the new shirts.
We have new shirts coming in. They should be in by now. We'll see if they get printed in time. But
It should be in the store by now. It's a t-shirt that says, "Teaching Sand to Think was a Mistake."
And then I sent over another one as well. But there should be two new designs.
Keep the other one a surprise.
Yes. Yeah.
You'll have to go.
You have to go there. You'll have to click.
Store.level1text.com.
One of our favorite things to do.
We need a jingle.
We don't.
A jingle?
Yeah, for the store.
We should make it really like dystopian marketing. You know, take your money.
Stacey should be in it.
Garbage items made in China.
That's not true at all. They're made in America, lovingly. They're lovingly.
They are actually. They actually are printed in the U.S.
Some of those items are not.
Oh yeah.
The mouse pads. The mouse pads are.
And the penguin that's coming up.
Oh yeah, the penguin. No, penguin won't be here yet.
No,
we finally
won't.
Found a penguin.
We ordered one. He's not even on the desk right now.
We don't want to. We're going to pretend that it was always this other one, not that one.
Okay. Are we going to get rid of that one?
Yeah. Oh,
just bury him somewhere.
Actually. Yeah. That one might be a the Patreon e-waste.
Oh my God! Can you imagine if somebody gets the penguin on Patreon? Join now.
People will lose their mind.
Well, one of the things we like to do is we like to try to activate people's Alexas. And
we're good at it.
It's irresponsible. We shouldn't do it. But I think someone, I don't know if they were just messing around with us, but they said that we did actually get them a copy of the U.S. Constitution ordered from Amazon. It was only $2, but I feel like it was an accomplishment. And
it was something.
It is, you know, it's interesting because the word Alexa is so ubiquitous now. Everybody knows what that means. But guess what? Some girls are actually named that.
In a letter to Jeff Bezos, a mom says Alexa has ruined her 6-year-old's life. She goes on to describe how her kid is bullied now, and it's just a really unfortunate situation. But
treated like a servant.
But the mom just really sounds a little bit like a Karen.
Yeah, which is another meme name.
Yeah.
You're really doubling down here.
I feel like Alexa, you know, there's all kinds of new disappointments she hasn't experienced yet. She's only 6. There's plenty more time to realize how terrible.
Well, but they talked to some other Alexas who have also said
it is annoying.
I really hate this because one woman talked about on Tinder, every pickup line was giving her a command as if she were Alexa.
And I'm sure that they were all wholesome and definitely not degrading. Yeah.
So,
yeah. Well, as someone who lived it through the time of Arrested Development, the band, not the song, they'll be fine. Or not, depending on your perspective.
Yours is pretty obscure, though.
You don't really hear
a lot of that.
It wasn't at the time.
My favorite is people in the comments who spell your name wrong. They always put Wandle.
That's fine.
Wandle.
Which is funny, because
that just makes it harder to Google.
And sometimes they'll do it on things where it's printed on the page.
Yeah.
That always surprises me. Like in Twitch sometimes.
They can't read.
In the description of the Twitch channel, your name is in there.
Yeah.
And it's in the Twitter handle.
They don't read. It's fine. No one cares.
Well, Krista, continuing on with your hatred of the people of Hong Kong, despite their terrible situation right now with the sickness, you played Blizzard games as recently as Friday night, I know.
Yes.
How much over the weekend?
I think I played like one or two games Saturday, but
were
no,
either
I was
of
out
them
Saturday.
After 10 p.m.?
No, they weren't actually. So this did not affect me. I did notice there were a lot of new players this weekend, and I didn't know if they were doing like a free weekend or what. But
no, because they're locked in their homes.
No. But anyway,
I know there's regions. Still a good joke.
Blizzard puts curfew on underage Overwatch and WoW gamers in China. Bring it here, please.
What do you think the time should be?
Like, I usually get on at like 9, so it should be 9.
I feel like from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. on the weekends should be like Overwatch Gaming League for seniors.
They just started the new Overwatch League, like the new season, I guess.
Yeah, I guess they probably do get up that early. They could be having their coffee, having their dialysis.
And then you get a bunch of the mediocre.
Your blood
gamers.
Pressure's way up. It's because this hog won't stop feeding. What's a hog?
Well, speaking of Overwatch, this is crazy to people our age. You know, we're getting up there in years. And when we were young, the whole mythology was that video games were terrible for you. They were just destroying your mind and your life, and only losers did it. And especially at school, do not... I got in a lot of trouble for putting Doom on some school computers. But now, it's a whole new world.
Texas K-12 esports team explodes in popularity ahead of this week's school tech convention. So Texas is embracing esports. They're going to make a lot of money. And you know what? If this somehow ends up being that schools get better funding as a result of these esports tournaments and whatever, that sounds great.
What do you think the concession income to an esports game is compared to a basketball game?
Oh, I think it's got to be like,
well, I feel like
at least double.
Yeah, and I feel like there's less startup costs to getting like esports set up. Like, yeah, you have to have the computers and like the game, copies of the game, but like you're not having to, you know, pay for a giant arena or anything.
They did mention
uniforms or
something's making.
I guess some people would want uniforms, but
well, they mentioned that at some of these schools, it was a bring your own.
Oh yeah, so it's even so, cheaper for the school.
They were just using like crappy gaming laptops. Can you? Oh, it's this one. Oh, dirty. Who is that? Oklahoma News.
Channel 4.
KFOR. Disgusting. Now I've lost my place.
There we are.
I'm terrible. Oh yeah. Okay. So now moving into nonsense. We talk a lot about the housing crisis on the West Coast, and the question constantly comes up, if it's $1 million for a shed in Silicon Valley, what are the janitors doing? Yeah, what are the plumbers who have to work at these giant... at Tesla, plumbing must be taking place. Who's doing it? Where are they living?
Who's plunging the toilets?
And the dark reality from Protocol.
Silicon Valley's new extreme, the 2:30 a.m. tech bus from Salida? I don't know how you pronounce that.
I think that's right.
I think Excellent. That's right.
Yeah. So that's like 4-hour commute.
So imagine that.
Oh.
You don't get up at 2:30. You get on the bus at 2:30 to start your day at 6. So imagine you come home at what, 4 or 5?
Yeah.
And that's another bus ride.
You just sleep on the bus?
You never see the sun.
Just sleep on the bus.
That's depressing.
You get 4 hours of sleep there, 4 hours on the way back. It's 8 hours. You can be doing the Ben Franklin Iron Man sleeping pattern.
I wonder if they try to... They probably don't, but like, I wonder if some of these companies try to work with that sort of schedule, and it's like, we're only going to schedule you for like 4 days a week. That way you have like 3 days off so you can see the sun sometimes. But I doubt they do that.
But what they do is they provide these shuttles. So...
Oh, so sweet of them. Oh, how kind.
I mean, they're willing to eat the fuel cost, I guess. But that's crazy.
Because they don't want to pay the people enough to actually, you know, have a house or have a reliable car.
But could you ever pay all of your employees enough to have homes there?
Why does it have to be in Silicon Valley? It's not that magical of a place anymore.
Well, Mr. Musk does not want to live in Kansas, sir.
I was going to say, there's like the bro culture where it's like, I have to be where the other bros are, man. Like, yeah.
It's horrifying.
Yeah.
Mm. Plus, you want your top tier guys, you want to pull from that upper
crust.
That
same pool of the same people.
Yeah. And it's going to be tough to get...
Regardless of talent.
...the best guy if he wants to live in Hipsterville versus, you know, here in the sticks, where it is just fine. Let me tell you.
It is just fine.
Is there a little bit of racism? Sure.
That's sure. That's true of there, too.
Homophobia?
Though.
Yeah, we got some of that. Yeah, but the cost of living is great.
Cost of living is fantastic. There's still places to go if you want to, you know, do things.
Sometimes it's a struggle communicating with people behind the counter about what kind of deli meat you want, but it's not bad.
Well, you acclimate to the accent.
Or the cheese counter. Is the
That's just me being me. That's not anything to do with the accent of the guy.
Krista could go to a cheese counter in Dubai, and it would be the same experience.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's like, you're blaming the cheese man. It's not his fault.
It wasn't his fault.
Well, we talked about... Africa. Was Kenya the story about the ID?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Those could have gone together, except this is a nonsensical story about Kenya. Because when you have this disparity between economies, you can outsource work. That's kind of what we do with China, right? We take all the stuff that we don't want to do, and we let China do it. But guess what? our children have learned those lessons from us.
Doing Western students' homework is big business in Kenya. So, yeah, you, online, it turns out that a lot of people don't want to do their homework, so their papers and essays and things, they can just farm out online. And if you, you know, help your student get an A, it's going to be repeat business. And so there's an incentive to do a really good job.
And I might be thinking, why don't you just go buy a paper? Well, they have plagiarism AI, which is checking your work against known work, especially stuff for sale online. So you have to contract a unique new paper every time.
I feel like if I was a student who was trying to do this, you would still end up having to spend a lot of time proofreading the paper, because who knows what kind of...
No, they claim... See, that's the thing that Wendell was talking about. Like, you get a reputation. And it's just... It's all word of mouth. So you get an A, and you're like, oh, yeah, this guy got me an A.
I feel like I read like a book about the fall of the Roman Empire, and they talked about this happening in Rome.
The outsourcing of everything, yeah.
Yeah, they let a lot of the Germans write their papers.
Yeah. It was bad. It's like, you know, first the Gauls were bad, then they were good, and I don't know.
AirPods. Now, I have noticed more and more people at the grocery store wearing AirPods. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
I saw someone yesterday at a restaurant. Like, she was coming out, and she was just talking to no one, and I was like... And then I realized she had the AirPods
in. And also the Apple Watch.
Mm-hmm.
It's disconcerting. Now, I'm a big believer. Actually, I was at Meijer the other day, and there was this girl on the phone, and she was standing in front of the freezer that I wanted to get to, and she was staring at a package of meatballs, talking on the phone for 5 minutes. And I finally just walked up and just like opened the door and banged it against her cart and reached in and got my broccoli stuffed chicken.
So like sometimes my mom will call when I'm at the grocery and I'm like, let me call you back, because that's what you do.
Yes,
at the grocery store.
Very annoying. And I don't blame the people who are, of course, I don't need to interface with the cashier that much. But they do have to query you about your coupons. And
That's part of the job, yeah. They're doing their job.
You should give food service and like other people in that kind of field, you should be nice to. Because their jobs are shit. And it doesn't cost you anything. Just be nice to them. And wearing your AirPods is wrong. I agree with this person.
He ordered coffee while wearing an AirPod. The barista refused to serve him. In his defense, he said, oh, I've only got the one AirPod in. I'm paying attention. I have a feeling that he was not paying attention.
He probably wasn't. And probably, like, the barista was trying to talk to him or ask him a question about his order, and he was just like, oh, whoa, excuse me, no, sorry, 1 second. And then there's nothing that makes you more angry as someone working in, like, public service when someone, especially if there's other customers in line behind them.
I mean, it's one thing to be listening to music or, like, a podcast or something while you're
just
doing whatever, I mean, come on.
And if you weren't distracted by that music or that podcast, you could shop faster. And that is the goal.
Get out.
Get out of the way. Lower the amount of people in the store. It's better for everybody. So I think the thing to take away from that is if you see someone with AirPods, pluck them and run.
Throw it down the nearest storm drain.
This story, the headline really drew me in. The reality was not as exciting, but it's about a Roomba attack, so we got to cover it, right?
Battle between Yukon neighbors ends with alleged Roomba attack. So we don't know what happened. The story, the details here are a little sketchy. Apparently one neighbor threatened another neighbor and used a Roomba as a cudgel on the fence, but the SWAT team was called and they eventually pulled the guy out. But yeah, the headline, I was like, oh, he reprogrammed the Roomba to... No. No, literally just somebody snapped and lost their mind, you know, the Shining style.
And it turns out that the Roomba was the crescendo. And on the build-up to that, feces was thrown over the fence. Mm-hmm. I think a fire was started.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just living next door to crazy.
Technology in the news.
Woo! Now, if the news. Roomba... was still functional after that. It'd be a great commercial for Roomba.
It's going to be like WALL-E. Like, WALL-E is like a Roomba V1000. It's just still working 1,000 years after everybody's left.
My Roomba doesn't work after, like, 10 minutes of getting cat hair. Because it clogs the little filter that tells it the bin is full. Well, Joe Biden was the chosen one for the establishment to run against the golden god Donald Trump in this next election. And
Uncle Joe.
It's not going to work out. After Iowa, we didn't learn much from Iowa except that they're hopelessly corrupt and Joe Biden is not going to be the presidential candidate. So what do you do if you're the powers that be? You don't want Bernie. He's crazy, right? And Mayor Pete, I don't think the world is ready for him. America. Because one of his unique qualities that people won't vote for. And everybody else who's ever heard of him. So to the rescue comes...
Mike Bloomberg will pay you $150 to say nice things about him. He reminds me of the guy from the Eddie Murphy movie Coming to America. Like one of those old guys. So their campaign is looking for influencers.
Are you thinking of Trading Places?
Yeah, maybe it is Trading Places. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Different Eddie Murphy movie. Sorry, my bad.
He's got that Mitch McConnell look. He's working on it.
A little turtly, yeah.
But their campaign's looking for influencers, like, you know, on Instagram
hashtag
and whatever.
Influencers.
Yeah, and they'll pay you $150 to say nice things. So, I mean, just this is how far we've fallen.
Well, he does have billions of dollars, which is his big electable quality, I guess.
I guess he's looking at this and is like, well, I mean, Trump didn't really have any wealth except on paper, and he has actual real wealth. Surely he can get elected. That's probably like the turning of the cogs. There's some details.
Needs to pander to middle America more.
Somebody needs to redo that cartoon where Batman and Iron Man are throwing money at each other, and Spider-Man's like below them collecting it, and it should be these two and or Bloomberg, Trump, and Bernie. Because that's the sad reality. And if they manage to get Bloomberg in there as the
nominee,
Democratic candidate, how...
Would anyone have any faith in Democratic process?
Do they? Do they now?
I don't really. But I know some people who are like, no, I vote, and it really makes a difference. And I'm like, you got a free sticker, and that's kind of about it anymore, which is sad. It probably matters more at the local level, but...
Well, speaking of bureaucracy ruining a country, it's not the U.S., but rather Canada, where they have enacted laws that have robbed the people of one of the purest forms of entertainment.
Twiggy, the water skiing squirrel. Yes,
what a good squirrel.
That might be our headline. Under investigation for violating Vancouver bylaws. So this is a squirrel that's been trained to do water skiing, but that may not be legal in Vancouver.
Look at him with his little GoPro.
Because it's a wild angle. Wild
a
animal.
Wide angle.
Well, not just a wild animal. It turns out the law is specific to rodents. So my question is, what happened before that they felt the need to start an anti-rodent?
Do you think he was like, my grandfather was water skiing for years?
His grandfather also bit some people after he'd had enough. He was just like, nope, I'm out.
I can't tell if he enjoys it. His beady little black eyes don't really tell me anything.
I don't know. I mean, he looks like he's fine with it. Also, he doesn't seem to be, like, there's no adhesive or anything going on here. Although, I guess, if he were to abandon his skis, he would just be in the water.
Now, you know, I've never really seen a squirrel school him. I guess they probably can. But.
Oh, I'm sure they can, yeah. They claim that there is a, like, Twiggy has, like, a personal vet who is on the scene at all times. And they follow all the animal cruelty.
Can you imagine how amazing of a job that would be if you're a vet?
And he's a rescue, so they didn't like go and pluck him out of his mother died.
Oh, okay.
So, and they raised him. So
and now sport is life.
He couldn't survive in the wild anyway, though.
Probably not. Now there's not a lot of opportunity to water ski in
because you know if his mother died and then
Well Twiggy's, you know, he's got that GoPro,
but that's his
which
one,
is more than most
he doesn't know
have.
How to squirrel.
He's only got the one skill, that's what I'm saying.
Like, it's a hard demand, job market.
The demand for water skiing among the squirrel community is really low. We've seen stories like this before. I guess this is out of Australia, but it's always fun to talk about them because it's like technology meets, you know, old school.
Yeah. Man riding a horse stopped by police for using his phone. The horse was not fitted with a hands-free device for the phone, so the man was cited for using a phone while operating a vehicle.
How confusing if you're a horse and someone does have a hands-free device on you.
The horse is just like, oh, what is going on?
It's like, he screams at me and then my head vibrates. What's happening?
Does he want me to go left? Like,
he went to court and they explained it to him and he's like, all right, well, I guess I'll plead guilty because a horse technically is a vehicle.
What can you say? Now, I've definitely heard of people here in the U.S. getting DUIs on horses.
Yeah.
That's a thing. And lawnmowers as well.
Yeah.
There was, I mean, there are stories about a relative of mine where the horse was trained to take him home from the bar and he would just climb into the back of the wagon and the horse would just take them home.
That could be like a new Uber service.
I mean, he would, like, get in the back of the wagon and, like, cover up, and the horse would just take him home after a night of drinking.
You kind of need that. Not because of the drinking, but because of, like, when you're here working late. You could just have a horse trace you back.
That's way safer. A horse on a dark road with a wagon with...
Yeah, with cars going
no back. Lighting at all.
I would take a horse on a dark road over whatever version of autopilot that promises to do that.
Oh, yeah. Tesla... there's a couple of Teslas floating around this city, and I would love to hop in one of those and be like, turn it on, let's see what it can do, because I guarantee it can't negotiate these roads.
No.
But the traffic situation here, as dark as it is a lot better than Mumbai, where they have, I think it is literally the worst traffic in the world.
That picture looks pretty, like, I'm getting anxious looking at it in the article.
Well, if you'd watch the video, you'd be more anxious because all those people are just laying on their horns. And even though it's ineffective, I guess it's catharsis because they keep doing it. And the government, out of desperation, has come up with a new plan.
Mumbai tests traffic lights that stay red if you honk your horn. If you like a bit of schadenfreude, you should watch the video because they honk their horns and then the red light gets longer and then they're freaking out because they're like, is that really what's happening? Because there's a sign that says, if you honk your horn, it's going to get longer. It's trying to teach people not to honk their horn.
Now, they have the superior traffic lights, and I don't know why we don't do this in the U.S. Actually, I do know why. It's revenue generation for red light cameras. But they have this segmented display that counts down to show you how much longer the light's going to be red. And these guys, when it starts getting those last couple of sticks, they just get on the horn. And it's so hilarious to watch it just reset right after that.
And also the expressions on everybody's faces, they're just like, what is happening?
Can you imagine how furious you'd be if someone wouldn't stop honking? And like,
that's what's happening. That's in the video.
Like, people are getting out of their cars and walking over to other people and like just screaming at them and they're through their window.
Soon they're going to have another sign that's like, if you scream.
Yeah.
So then it's just like,
it's noise based.
85 decibels.
Yeah.
If you go, if anything, but like, now I could also see that going wrong is like everybody is just completely silent and patient and waiting and like a train comes by.
Yeah.
Keeps resetting it. Or, you know, just some assholes out there like popping balloons.
I was just thinking about a pedestrian that walks in front of the crosswalk with like an air, like they get halfway and they just see the air horn and just
bzzz. And then run away.
And everybody's just like losing.
That's going
to
be
mind.
Like a prank video in like a year. We're going to see that pop
also,
up on YouTube somewhere.
You know, like, what if they try to do that here in a place like Chicago? It would never work because of the gunshots.
Guns aren't a thing in Chicago.
Blind cave salamanders. I've heard of these little guys before, and I've always been, you know, like fascinated by them because they're just so sedentary. They really don't do much of anything. But we had no idea how little they actually do until now.
One blind cave salamander stayed still for a whopping 7 years.
It's a big mood.
Yeah. So apparently they eat once, and then they don't have to move for like a decade.
I'm all right with that. Like, that's hashtag goals. Look at him. He's so happy.
So these guys...
Oh, you're on us. They can't see that.
That's not a cave salamander.
That's a cave cricket. I hate cave crickets. Oh, they're terrible. They used to get in our basement.
There he is. This is a big day for him.
All of his muscles have atrophied.
So what they were doing was they had some cave divers come in and they just, you know, marked them because they were doing a research study. And then the cave divers came back a few years later and looked at them and they were like, huh, that's weird. None of these have actually moved. Are they still alive? It's like, oh, yep, they're still alive. They don't move.
And that guy just never did anything. Now, they do say that, like, once a year, most of them will get fired up for the mating season. But this guy just wasn't having it.
They can live for up to 100 years, apparently.
Also, I think...
He's waiting for the new Elder Scrolls game.
Tonight's...
not coming.
Tonight's Twitch stream should just be us watching videos of cave crickets and having Krista react.
I really don't like them. They're horrible. They're actually, interestingly enough, they're endangered in parts of Kentucky. You can't kill them if you're, like, at Mammoth Cave.
Well, who's going to do anything about it?
Well, the people at Mammoth Cave will absolutely do something. But if I kill... We killed them in our basement.
What if you just like, grab one and eat it?
You know, it'd be hilarious to see what the park ranger would do. Like, would that be considered illegal foraging, maybe?
Would it be, like, when Rue tries to eat something she's not supposed to, he just, like, runs over and grabs your mouth and pries it up? No!
No!
I wonder if I could round up a few dozen of them from the old house because they were in the basement of the old house a lot, and then just
in Eastern Kentucky,
take them over there and just be like, "Here you go."
Let's do like one of those Fear Factor type things where we put like the cone of shame on Krista and pour them down.
I really
Patreon stretch goal.
If you guys saw them in the video, but like if you're listening to this and you've never seen one, look up Cave Cricket or Spricket, and you'll see why they're so like. Unnerving to watch.
They look kind of like a spider.
Yeah.
They got a very spidery look.
And then, but then you go to like smush it and it jumps and it's like, oh no, 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 no.
A spider that can jump like 5 feet.
Yeah.
I'm sure that big. Exists. That's probably in Australia.
Yeah, that's definitely in Australia. And it's like the ones that hide behind a clock. We can see like little fuzzy legs sticking out from behind the wall clock and it's like, oh no.
Oh yeah, the clock spider. I think is what that's called.
Maybe it's better that Australia burned.
Wow.
Actually, has it gotten better? I have heard nothing about that since
after the China
story.
Stuff. I don't think anybody's paying them any attention. They were getting like
I hope it's better.
They were getting like financial aid and stuff. And I was like, oh, thank you, world. And the world was like, who? What?
Coronavirus. That can affect us. That's not okay.
Well, we're in the late stages of woke culture. And a lot of companies, you know, because they are so cynical and evil, they see it not as a way to improve the world, but as a way to make money. Actually, I think almost everybody that's involved with it sees it as a way to get either attention or money. And that's the problem. And Barnes & Noble really took it to a new level in terms of misinterpreting the way to use it.
Barnes & Noble cancels plan to put people of color on the covers of classic books after backlash. There's Moby Dick and the Wonderful Wizard of Oz and Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. A lot of these books don't really talk much about the...
In fact, not a single black character in the majority of them. In fact, they pointed out... so it was like Pride and Prejudice or something where they go into like the rosy cheeks and the complexion of the girls. So definitely not canon.
Yeah.
For some reason, they thought this would... bring young black readers in, but then isn't like once you start reading it, are you gonna be like, wait a minute, where am I represented in this book?
Yeah, it's like they just changed the color. There was a really funny tweet I saw that was like someone had taken one of these covers and then just done like the paint fill tool in Photoshop, just like boop, and changed it to a different color. It was like, this is how Barnes and Noble does diversity.
I like Pride and Prejudice and Zombies.
But what's the nationality of the zombies?
They didn't really go into it. It was just zombies. I think some of these books, it doesn't really talk about the race, and you can imagine it to be whatever race you want.
Nah, but it's in the time periods
where
it's overwhelmingly unlikely
that
those characters...
Depending on what region they're in.
They also pointed out that only one author among this slew of classic books was black, and that was Alexandre Dumas, the Count of Monte Cristo. I didn't know he was black. That's one of my favorite books, yeah. Should have taken the time to look up a picture of him. He's a fine author.
Did he write anything else? I'm actually not familiar
with Three Musketeers.
Oh.
And several other ones, but that's one you've heard of.
Oh, okay.
Well, you alluded to this one in one of the earlier episodes, Wendell, about the tigers. And do we treat animals the same way we treat humans? Usually we don't. Although we did shoot Harambe.
Rip in peace.
He was innocent. He did nothing wrong. So I guess the Indians are taking that lead and running with it when it comes to the tigers.
Tigers must be punished for eating cows like humans. Goa MLA. So a tigress and three of her cubs were killed by five locals in a sanctuary last month. I could pronounce that even if I tried. So the cows got loose. The tigers ate the cows.
Why would they do that?
They might have been hungry.
Well, that's most not likely.
It's not in their nature to do that.
Well, cows are sacred.
Are the cows sacred in this place? Because that's not universal in India, right?
That's just Hinduism, I think. That's,
because they talk about Hinduism? Those were dairy cows, I think. And isn't that also...
Anything... You can use the product of the cow, but you cannot kill the cow.
Okay.
And there are some people that say that that was originally adopted for economic reasons because the temptation would be to slaughter the cow now for a lot of profit. But then you, like, the stuff that they use from the cow, they use literally everything, even cow poop. It makes an excellent construction material, so, or an ingredient for construction material. So,
it's a good fire starter.
Getting rid of the cow, or killing cows, or raising cows for agricultural problems, it just creates a whole bunch of problems that could not be solved at scale in India. So, making the cow sacred was a clever and elegant economic hack.
Oh! Are you implying that religion actually was just people in power looking to control other people?
Yeah.
That's going to anger some folks.
However it came about, it was hugely beneficial for India. It was very wise that they made the cow sacred.
It's less beneficial for the tigers in this story.
Yeah.
I mean, look, you start down that path and then you're going to tell me that just stopping people from eating pork because it was making them sick at a certain time in history... And that's really, you can't say that. That's racist.
We're going off the technology rails just a bit here.
Well, that's an important story next.
Let's talk, of course, I add these stories just because of anything Star Trek and anything Lord of the Rings. I'll just throw it in there because I know that these two will go off on it.
Yeah, so some, a little bit of tism.
I really, really was disappointed in Krista that she did not get wedding bands that had the script on them.
That's like... almost a curse. Why would I get cursed rings for our wedding?
She probably would have if the movies hadn't been as Peter Jacksonized, and now it's kind of like
it's not pure anymore. Hipster anymore.
Yeah, it's like I saw that amazing like Thanos poster the other day, and it was like, oh, this only exists because of the Marvel thing. I'm past. Yeah.
Well, this young man did get one of those rings. I think it was a gift actually, but he lost it, and
it was stolen.
York Man found after. Police Jesus Lord Christ of the Rings appeal.
Oh.
What?
Somebody didn't read the story.
No, I read the story. He had a ring, but
The York Man has been found, the original owner of the ring.
But it's such a weird way of phrasing it.
What's English?
Yeah. They're backwards people.
It should have been like ring owner found after... So, I was sitting here reading it like, wait,
so his
what does
flat
this have to do
was
with
burglarized, apparently.
Yeah.
And his ring was stolen, but they recovered it because the police recovered a bunch of stolen stuff and posted it on Facebook. They didn't know what it was. And then it went viral.
They were like, it has some weird inscriptions on it. And, of course, everyone in the comments was like, ah!
I think probably the tism of the Lord of the Rings fan base is what brought this to everyone's attention and got all the word out there.
Apparently his sister got it for him in New Zealand like 15 years ago.
It was as if they lit some beacons to bring in. And of course they found the tallest guy at the police station to give it to him.
Yeah.
Makes him look like a hobbit.
Oh, you think they did that on purpose?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
So they showcased a lot of the social media responses they got, you know, people playing the characters and such. It was a good time by everyone, except, I guess, the thief. I don't think they caught the thief.
No.
Well, here at Level 1, we're not sports folk.
We're not.
We did not watch the Super Bowl. We were just streaming on Twitch.
We weren't even sure when the Super Bowl was.
What
last
team
time
was
we were
playing.
We were just eating overpriced cookies.
Oh, yeah. Insomnia cookies.
But afterwards, YouTube showed the halftime show in my feed, and they were like, you should watch this. And these are very attractive women, so you know what? I said, I'll check it out. And it was...
YouTube was really pushing it. I watched it, too, after, because...
The music was terrible, and I don't think they were singing.
No, they weren't.
Yeah, that was pre-recorded. But the dance numbers were outrageous, and as old as these gals are, it's amazing what they look like. However, some people did not care for it at all.
Man plans on suing the NFL over crotch shots shown during the Super Bowl halftime show. Trina, thoughts? Trina?
I guess that's a correspondent on this
Jimmy
Trina. Website.
Oh, yeah, that's his name.
Oh, man. So his podcast or blog is called Trina Thoughts.
Well, these are Trina Thoughts. T-H-O.
So here's the guy who was not a fan. Of course he films vertically.
Well,
I heard a lot of people who were not super big fans.
The blog author correctly points out this is probably a publicity stunt for that guy's podcast.
Yeah, probably.
And you got to admit,
easy outrage.
The outfits were skimpy. J-Lo was putting it out there. And again, I'll just say that for 50, that is impressive.
I think
she deserves to show it.
I feel like Shakira was the better dancer.
Oh.
Hot take.
Engagement challenge.
Hot take. Shakira was the better dancer.
So this guy, he submits that his immortal soul is in danger because of the levels of lust that he hit.
Levels of temptation.
Looking at these two hot, I can't say young ladies, can I? Hot MILFs. And he's not having Sleepies. It. He didn't tune into the Super Bowl to have that sort of sexual temptation. And so he is going to sue everybody he can.
Perhaps we can build some sort of meter that it's like, oh, that's...
I did find it strange. So, like, you know, we get, like, the sliding crotch shot of J-Lo. And then the next shot is, like, her singing with her daughter in a cage. And I was like... That's kind of a weird mixed message here.
It's a go-go. That little girl was her daughter?
Yeah.
That's a young girl. Did she have that girl when she was like 45?
I don't know. I just read later that that was her daughter.
You know, you mentioned a meter. So I happened to... Well, somebody told me this. I don't know if it's true, but I don't have a reason not to believe it. But he said part of investigations, if it's like in some sort of like child abuse type of thing, there is a device. And it's sort of like they strap it down to your leg and they show you things. And if there's any response, this can measure it.
Wow.
Can you imagine being the federal agent that has to perform that?
That sounds like one step above leeching. It's like, let me just get the leeches out here. It's about a 3.5 on the leech scale.
So, I don't know how you would apply that to this situation. You would have to do so before. Well, I guess in court, that guy could watch the performance again. But listen, I don't disagree with him. It was hot. He's not wrong about that.
I don't think this Komodo dragon would disagree with you either.
Well, he has somewhat lower standards. It does not take the caliber of a J-Lo or a Shakira to get him going. In fact,
his hips don't lie.
Not even breathing or pumping blood. I can't say warm blood because he doesn't have warm blood. But he'll take almost anything.
Wildlife show goes horribly wrong after Komodo dragon destroys camera trying to have sex with it. So they put a camera in a fake Komodo dragon, and a real Komodo dragon was like, ooh, that's attractive. And then the camera was broken.
But it's even better than that, because I'm not sure why they thought this was a good idea, but they had to, like, the camera equipment, they needed like hard drives, and like the guts of the camera were too big to fit in a female Komodo dragon. So they put the lens in the female Komodo dragon and all the other stuff in a fake pig next to the female Komodo dragon. And apparently foreplay in Komodo dragon world is to viciously claw the back of your partner.
Oh.
Yeah.
That did not elicit a response in this case.
So that caused him to be angry. And what do? If you're an angry, snubbed Komodo dragon,
you destroy the pig.
You destroy the pig. Violently. They said that nothing could be recovered from the electronics inside the pig.
Wow.
Krista, are you saying that you're not turned on by the thought of someone violently clawing your back to express interest?
Here, on this Valentine's Day, here on the Level One News, maybe don't try that. Pro tip.
When you're out with your girl tonight, be like, girl, you want to try some Komodo dragon style tonight?
And then when she says no, you just tear up the pork in, like, the fridge.
Stop by Lowe's on the way home and get one of those, like, gardening trowels with the individual claws.
So when they build the next one of these, they're going to have to build something that will administer a small electric shock to discourage.
I might just be into that.
and then it's like, is the experiment real anymore?
And then it, like, that's his kink after that, and he can't be with regular Komodo dragon. It's like, you're not like her. You know, you don't make me feel what she made me feel. And finally, it was a toss-up of which animal story to end with. because they're both on Valentine's Day appropriately about basically having sex with robots. And this one was a decidedly lower tech version.
I spy on real turtles having sex with 3D printed turtle sex dolls. So this is...
All right, I'm out.
So this is a guy who gets video, like nature and TV stuff. And so he talks about 3D printing and how 3D printing has actually made his job a lot easier because he can 3D print things that are vaguely lifelike for turtles, or at least it will fool turtles, so they'll be more comfortable having camera equipment around so that he can wait and get the shot. So, now, same problem as the Komodo dragons.
The best thing about this story, and you're like, oh, Chrissy, you say, oh, look, it's a mom with her little baby. Nope. It turns out evolution in these turtles means that the bigger the egg, the more survivable the child.
Huh.
So, the females have evolved to be quite large. That is a young lady and her suitor.
Oh. Mm.
And
oh, no.
I can see why you would need to 3D print something to figure out how that's going to happen. They point out that, so why would you do this, right? Like, why do you just want turtles to have sex with 3D print? So that what they're trying to figure out is...
The logistics?
Does the size actually reflect in the attractiveness? Because the theory is, the bigger the gal, the more... The young man wants to mate with her because of the survivability of the eggs.
All I have, all the visions in my head are of Crushinator from Futurama.
Well, knowing that now, I think we have to name that turtle Bertha.
But like
Crushinator.
Yeah. Think about the physics of this. He can't even see over the shell if he's back there.
And that's what we're going to leave you with, that thought.
Oh, and there's a picture of the researcher with the turtle.
That's one of the 3D printed ones.
Oh.
I think.
He looks real smug.
I mean, it's a shockingly good decoy.
For turtles.
What, you think back to like the guy who first came up with the, you know, the functional 3D printing. And he was like, this is going to change the world. Are there any of the infinite universes, did he have the thought, they're going to print turtles that real turtles are going to have sex with one day with this?
3D printing was a mistake.
What a weird world we live in. Thank you for joining us for our news program. That's all we have for today, I think. Yes.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Yeah, it's perhaps not too late if you're watching this earlier in the day. There are some emergency, no one cares. It's fine.
Or just send a steamy text message. Maybe a meme.
A spicy meme.
Yeah.
I'm going to get another invite from that robot vendor.
Oh, yeah.
Give us a Valentine's Day bye, Krista.
Bye. The heart.